In Baghdad, U.S. forces continued their ground and air attacks today on suspected guerrillas. The new harsher tactics follow a rash of attacks against military and civilian targets in Iraq. The Get Tough campaign is not confined to the central region of the country, home to some of the strongest anti-American sentiment. Even in the northern city of Mosul, where relations between Iraqis and the military have been unusually good, U.S. forces are getting more aggressive. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Mosul.
Armored military vehicles clatter along a residential street in Mosul this evening, past a corner where soldiers said they spotted an Iraqi taking notes on the movement of military patrols, possibly to pass on to those planning attacks. These soldiers are glad to see the military stepping up its raids and its arrest of suspected insurgents. Less than 2 hours later, soldiers with the 3rd Battalion passed the word among themselves. An Iraqi police station has been hit in a rocket-propelled grenade attack. As a convoy passes over one of several bridges in the city, a building in flames is clearly visible. The soldiers have been told to be on the lookout for a white 4-door pickup truck, one of the most common vehicles on Mosul streets. The people of Mosul have rarely seen the hard edge of the military since the early days of the war. Under the leadership of Major General David Petraeus and the 101st Airborne Division, Mosul is far ahead of many other Iraqi cities on the path of reconstruction. Schools have been rebuilt, water and power are better here than elsewhere, and perhaps most importantly, a locally elected city council and mayor have been in place and functioning for months. But in recent days, attacks believed to come from Saddam Hussein loyalists and foreign Islamist fighters have scored some grim hits. At a weekly news conference this morning, Mosul's mayor Hanem Basso introduced General Helmick with the 101st, who told the local media that the military would not sit by and watch such attacks continue.
Last week, we've lost 6 soldiers as well to these random acts of violence by a bunch of savage animals. And what you may see is more patrols, more checkpoints, more offensive operations. And I apologize up front for any inconvenience.
Helmick said he was particularly angry about an assassination attempt against an Iraqi oil executive. Mohammed Zabari was wounded in the shooting attack 2 days ago, and his 20-year-old son Ali, a second-year medical student, was killed. At the family's funeral tent today, Zabari's brother Nauzet, a literature professor, says his brother was working 14 to 20-hour days to alleviate gas and propane shortages throughout the north. Zabari says whatever the motive for this attack, he doubts his brother will be deterred by the murder of his son.
We have many examples like my brother in our city working, although there are attacks and there are people trying to kill or stop some of the jobs.
The soldiers of the 101st Airborne Division seem firmly convinced that the reconstruction process and the confidence it builds in the local population are their primary weapons against the insurgents. Major Trey Cate says with more than 100,000 unemployed ex-military men in the region, there are plenty of idle hands to be tempted.
Again, it goes back to, it's an unemployed kid on the street who's being offered $250, which is a lot of money, to somebody who's got a family to feed, no job, to take a pot shot at Americans.
Cate says it's important to keep in mind that unlike the Baghdad region, where attacks are now averaging over 30 a day, in the Mosul area, contacts with attackers are still averaging just 4 to 8 per day. But he says the feast that traditionally marks the end of the holy month of Ramadan is coming, and that's one reason for the increase in operations.
The worst is yet to come. The biggest spike you'll see is toward the end during the celebration or whatever they call it. I mean, that's part of what we're doing now. We'll clean them up before we get there.
There are signs that the goodwill built up over the last several months by the military is helping now. Some Mosul residents say they want the soldiers to work more closely with the Iraqi police to beef up security and go after the insurgents. But there are also doubts beginning to show. Shop owner Rayhan Mahmoud has been at this corner grocery store since 1992. He says he's beginning to hear more grumbling from his customers about the Americans.
Here, Mosul people, their feelings against the Americans, it's kind of occupation. Until now, they haven't that feeling. Now, I hear, because the way that now the American soldiers are dealing with our society is very, very tough.
And as military helicopters and ground patrols search the streets of Mosul for those behind tonight's attack, it seems likely that residents here, like Iraqis in Tikrit, Fallujah, and Baghdad, will continue to experience the tough side of the military in the coming days. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Mosul.